get right to it. I don't want to waste any time here. This guy needs some real estate. We are joined right now by 9-year NFL vet, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Colts. First team all-conference at UConn, 41st pick overall in the 09 draft, creator and host of the Everything DB show. You can see that on YouTube. Also, co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Good friend of this program, too. He is Darius Butler. Darius, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, man. I'm great. I'm still kind of got a high from this whole weekend of football, especially with how it ended last night, man. I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on again, Joe.
Darius, good to have you on. Appreciate you. And you actually started right where I wanted to go. I mean, normally I can't wait to get your takes as a former player and an analyst, but purely as a fan and somebody who loves the game, I'm curious, what kind of emotions were you feeling last night during that Buffalo KC game?
Clearly the two best quarterbacks playing, I think, in my opinion, right now, in the playoffs, and it was like whoever had the ball last, that's what it's going to come down to. And it was just great. It lived up to all the hype. You know, it was the last game of the weekend for a reason. Saved it for Sunday night, and it was just a lot of points, great offenses, and it's a nightmare as a play call, as a defensive player, playing against these weapons. And obviously, you had great coaches on both sides as well. As far as the coordinators go, the head coaches go. It was everything you could want as a fan of the NFL all weekend. And that game just was a kind of a culmination of it all.
Darius Butler joining us. Let me follow up on something you just said. I mean, Tom Brady, arguably the GOAT. Aaron Rodgers is likely to win his second straight MVP. But in your mind, are Mahomes and Allen the two best quarterbacks in the league right now?
I mean, right. I think going into next season, Brady, obviously he'll be thinking about his future. He'll be 45 next year, but he's a mutant. You know, he just led the league in multiple categories. Will either win the MVP or be the runner-up. And then Aaron Rodgers, he will probably win the MVP, but you know, he just lost at home. But going into next year, I don't know. I think going into next year, I would have to rank these two guys up top. Just what they can do with their arm. They can make any throws, any angles. They can extend the plays. You can see in these kind of gotta-have-it games, that's when Mahomes really brings his legs out. He kind of saves it for the playoffs when it's no next week. You saw early on he was scrambling. And Josh Allen, he's, I think, the best dual-threat quarterback right now in the league. Can make every throw, but you don't want to see him in the open field as well. So both have great, great play callers as well and great weapons around them. So they're set and primed to be the best quarterbacks, I think, going forward. I saw a lot of people saying this is the next Peyton and Tom matchup in the league right now. I mean, the quarterbacks in the NFL, they are in good hands going forward.
Well, I agree with you. Darius Butler is joining us. All right, so what about Mahomes? I think you're right. Like, at go time or when the postseason kicks around, I mean, there was much made about his evolution, his willingness to take what the defense gives him. All true, but he looked like the guy again last night, especially. If you're playing defense against Mahomes, and he's on his own 25 with 13 seconds to go, Darius, what's your mindset? What are you focused on making sure you do if you're a defense?
Well, that's one of the situations where, okay, now you don't have to worry about his legs, right? I mean, it's not the Cowboys. You don't have to worry about him scrambling and running in this situation, even with the timeouts. But what you do have to worry about is Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Like, you got to know where those guys are. I think the Bills, they just played it too soft. You know, they didn't execute. They had 13 seconds, three timeouts, but you gave up a 20-yard pass to Hill on the first play. And then the second play, you call cover two, but you get no reroute on Kelce. Nobody's even close to him. He runs up and gets another 25. It was just perfect. It was like on air for the Kansas City offense. So I think, I know the Bills just dropped the ball on defense. You know, 13 seconds, I don't care how many timeouts you have, on the minus 25-yard line, you can't give it up that easy. If they make a great throw and catch in the coverage, then they make a play. But you can't play it that soft. You can't give it up that easy. A lot of people complaining about overtime rules and all. Oh, I want Josh Allen to get another shot. That was a shot right there. It's a three-phase game, offense, defense, and we know now more than ever, special teams. You dropped the ball even before the 13 seconds. The special teams on the kickoff. You should have kicked the dribble and run off a couple more seconds there. So I think two phases right there, dropped the ball, and then Kansas City got the ball last, and they made it count.
Darius Butler, my guest, you answered my next question. I was going to ask you what you make of their decision not to go with a squib kick, but you just addressed that. I agree with you, too. You got to squib that, right? You have to squib that. I mean, even if they down it and there's 1 or 2 seconds off the clock, it's still 1 or 2 seconds off the clock. You have to run some clock, right?
You have to. And as a defense, you know the playbook is wide open for the offense. It's not like that Dallas San Fran ending where, you know, Dallas didn't have any timeouts and San Fran was just protecting the sidelines. Everybody standing along the sidelines. You know the offense, they can run a play in the middle of the field. They can run a play anywhere. So you want to take, they have three timeouts. You want to take as many seconds off the clock as possible. So I don't know why that decision wasn't made. I know these conversations happen in these teams, in these meeting rooms, but, you know, the ball was dropped and Kansas City took advantage and they're going there. Fourth straight AFC championship.
Darius Butler is joining us. Darius, if you're a member of that Buffalo defense, how do you go about processing that loss? I mean, is that a bad few days? Is that a bad few weeks? Is that a bad few months? Or maybe is that something you never, ever fully get over?
I mean, playoff losses, I mean, they're so final, like, you don't get over them. And that's the only time that team, you know, will be in that situation. You know, next year it'll be a new team. Last year it was a different team when they lost in the AFC Championship. You know, you saw how Diggs stood out there last year. You don't get over those moments, really, until you get there again and then you get over that hump. And I think the Bills, you know, they'll be right in this position again next year. Obviously, you know, the quarterback stays healthy. But, you know, this one sizzles a little bit. This one marinates in your spirit a little bit. And hopefully you learn from it. And you're a better player. You're a better coach going forward. And as a fan, it's just a heartbreak because you just have to sit and wait until next year.
Especially if you're a Bills fan when they've had so much heartbreak over the years. Darius, if you're a DB, man, how scary is Tyreek Hill when he's got the ball in his hands in the open field and he has those angles that he takes when he's running, never mind all that speed?
He's a game changer, man. I just compare when I watch him play, he kind of has that Steph Curry effect to the football field. Like, you know, things are just different when Steph, as soon as he crosses, you know, half court, you got to respect him pulling up the three. And with Hill, it's not like he's a one-trick pony. You know, you have fast guys playing this league that are as fast as him. But I've never seen a combination with someone that quick, that fast, you know, can run the route tree. He can actually go up and make contested catches at the point of attack. And then what he does to angles, like, he just completely destroys angles. So it's crazy, man, when you play for, you know, however many weeks, 16, 17 weeks, and in that 1 week you play this guy, where, you know, those angles, the math is just not mathing. So he's throwing up the deuces at the 15-yard line. It's different. And every down you have to be aware of where number 10 is, you know, on the field. And then, you know, having another weapon like Kelce that can operate doesn't help that problem at all. But Hill, I mean, he's special.
Yeah, I got to say, Darius, number one, I've never seen a guy take those angles. And number two, in fact, in terms of him throwing up deuces, and I'm not looking to pile on the mafia because I love the Bills, I really do, and I feel terrible that they have to deal with this. That said, I don't know what's funnier than him not only throwing up that deuce, but throwing up that deuce 15 yards before the end zone with a guy, a quality player, still standing right in front of him. Does that make you laugh?
Once again, like, he just sees those angles. When I saw him throw, I'm like, oh, this is a little... You know, I thought it was a little early, but I guess he kind of saw it in his periphery. Like, okay, I see a 50s jersey. That's 50. Like, that dude's right. Not catching me. And he, you know, he's that special. He's one of a kind. It's the reason why, you know, his moniker is the Cheetah. And we saw it right there. Growing up, Deion was my favorite player. And he would pick off a quarterback and start high-stepping at the 40-yard line when they're still chasing. So I guess when you're that fast, you just know.
I hate to say it for the guy wearing the 50s jersey because Milano's a player, but I think that's funny too. He saw a guy with a 50s jersey, so he knew he was good. You know, as long as we're talking about watching things from a DB standpoint, what's going through your head when you see Cooper Kupp getting as wide ass open as he was on that final play before the field goal?
You know, that's tough. Me and AB, we were talking about it on the show this morning. We had Jimmy Ward on too. Obviously, they're 49ers safety. Nice. Will be matching up with Cooper Kupp a lot in the NFC Championship. And he's one of those guys where, as a defensive coordinator, they're in a situation where they're trying to keep them out of field goal range. So the play call, you know, it kind of has to be kind of aggressive. And Todd Bowles, you know, he's led the league all year in sending pressure. You know, I don't like the fact that you send your nickel because, you know, Murphy Bunton, that's your guy. I played slot defender. I played nickel for a while, and I want to be on Cooper Kupp in that situation. This is a guy I've been watching film on all week. I've been matching up with him all day. You know, I would switch and give that blitz to Winfield and put me in coverage. But, you know, that's not how it unfolds. As players, you got to make plays. And that's why Cooper Kupp is, I think, the offensive player of the year this year. Should be the MVP, honestly. I mean, every game he has that type of impact. He moves around the slot outside. He blocks in the run game. And Matt Stafford, you know, stepping up, finding him in that critical situation. Like, he's done really all career, even when he was in, you know, the poop hole Detroit that was holding him back. But it was good for Stafford. It was great for Kupp. And it's good to see Stafford kind of rewriting his narrative. And Kupp, you know, he, you know, continued to be special. I'm looking forward to watching him play in the NFC Championship.
Darius Butler is joining us. I'm glad you mentioned the Stafford narrative, so then I can jump ahead to the Jimmy G narrative. Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy, Darius, who takes a lot of heat, but he finds a way to get it done somehow, right? What do you make of all the heat that he takes?
Man, you know, I put him on my quarterback wish list. I threw up one yesterday. I had Andrew Luck on there, which a lot of people have given up. I haven't given up hope yet. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and at the bottom, I tried to sneak Jimmy G in. And a lot of people, I got a lot of heat. Like, oh, no, we might as well keep Wentz. That's not an upgrade. And I'm like, hey, this guy wins. He wins in a playoff game. You look at the stat sheet, it's not pretty. But when you need your team to get in a position to win the game, I would take him over a lot of guys. It's kind of a little similar to what Brady was early on in his career. Great defense, good running game, and he's just making the right plays in the right situation. So he's shown to me that he's a winner. That doesn't happen by accident. When he wasn't in there, you know, the 49ers had a bad season. They picked number two overall and drafted Nick Bosa. So he shows his value, and I think you'll see it again in this NFC Championship. But he takes a lot of heat, and obviously you got a great play caller with Shanahan. You got a great defense, and you got a great running game as well. So people are going to point at that and say that's the reason he wins. But when you watch the film, even that game this past weekend, in the second half, he made more plays than Aaron Rodgers did. Made more plays that his team needed early on in the game. The guys were just dropping the ball. Kittle dropped the touchdown. Jennings dropped the third down. So if you watch the film, I think you can see his worth. It's just about staying healthy for Jimmy G. But I'm excited to watch him play and, you know, control his narrative in this playoffs as well, I hope.
Thing is, you're not wrong. I mean, think about this. Brady is at home. Belichick is at home. Aaron Rodgers is at home. Jimmy G is still out there. Darius, before you go, what about Joe Burrow? Man, this guy's got so much swagger, so much attitude, so much confidence. How contagious is it, and how much does his team feed off it, and how do you think he'll show up this weekend in KC?
I mean, it's very contagious, and I love hearing him. You know, I love watching him play, and I probably love hearing him talk a little bit more because of the confidence. The moment's never too big. Obviously, playing that position, you're going to be the leader. You're going to be the most important player on the team. So when you're a veteran player, you see a guy like that who's so cool under pressure, who's always going to, you know, this dude got sacked 9 times. You know, Tennessee tied a playoff record, and he still threw for 330, 340, and then made a play late in the game to set up the field goal. So that's the guy you want leading the charge. Happy for Cincinnati. You know, you go and win your first playoff game in 31 years, and then the following week, you win your first road playoff game in franchise history. And now you had the AFC Championship matched up again with Patrick Mahomes, who you beat a few weeks ago. So I think all the confidence in the world is in that locker room. And I'm excited to see him on the big stage again. I think, he'll be kind of a consensus top 5 guy going into next year as well.
Hey, Darius, I got about a minute. Have you seen the early lines? Are you leaning either way yet based on the early lines? Or are you going to wait?
You know, I'm gonna wait a little bit, but you know, the 49ers, I think they're 3.5-point underdogs. And this whole past weekend was an underdog weekend. It would have been a 4-0 clean sweep if the Bills could have figured out a way to win that game. But it was 3-1 for the dogs. And now you got San Fran and the Bengals as underdogs in this one. I don't know. Big spread, 7 points right now in the Chiefs' favor. I don't know which way I'm going yet, but the NFC Championship, I think I'm leaning towards the Niners. They just have the Rams number for some reason. And after speaking with Jimmy today, I think I like the Niners in that NFC Championship. I'll wait and see a little more in that AFC Championship.
No, I hear you. They have had the Rams number, and that hook is pretty nice, that 3.5. You get that hook.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
He is a 9-year vet. He is creator and host of the Everything DB show on YouTube, which is awesome. He's co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Also awesome. Darius, appreciate you. Great job as always. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for having me again, Jim.
My man, Darius Butler. Love talking to him.